Worm Farm Institute in Reedsburg. They're asking for $6,000. Brittany, you're the first reviewer.
So the Worm Farm Institute is in Reedsburg in Sauk County. They have the Worm Farm Institute, but also Fermentation Fest, which is fairly nationally widely known. This project is for second year project funding of the Rural Urban Flow, which is kind of an extension of all of the things we're working on. The principal activities on this particular program include agricultural gatherings in the northern urban and rural locations within and between our populations. The Flow Bus, which goes from Reedsburg to Milwaukee, and there's a lot of activities that are planned for that. It's a day-long activity. Arts, music, food, engagement. Fermentation Fest is part of this engagement platform. So that is in the fall every single year. I do know that they've split it up so that the Detour Festival is on 1 year, and then on the following year, they actually do a lot of the convening and conferences on those topics. A New Element digital meeting and sharing, I think, is going to be interesting. Collaborating with CoLab and Virginia Tech to build an online learning community so that there's something a little bit more on the continuing process to build on some of those in-person meetings. I think as far as operationally, I think the budget is very much in line. I think there is an up and down in the fiscal budget, but I think that's also from the splitting of Detour and the convenings, and they're going to be finding a stasis point in the next couple years. But they're going to be asking specifically for this. They're asking for $4,000 in the artistic fees, $1,000 for travel, $1,000 for marketing, so obviously the bus for the flow is going to be part of that. I think Worm Farm has a very strong reputation for what they've been doing over the years. I think they're a national leader in that type of work that they're doing. So I thought it was an overall strong proposal.
Okay. Mario?
I agree with what Brittany said. I mean, I think that you can see it in the sample work, the aesthetics and the things that Worm Farm does in the arts are wonderful and unquestioned, and I love their bringing together the rural and urban farmers and artists to converse on common issues. There were some things that I wasn't totally clear about. I found the application a little dense to read sometimes and wasn't totally sure what I was always reading. I think that performing our future, saying there's a $5,000 item in the budget that I don't quite understand. It sounded like at one point that they were going to, performing our future was going to assist in the evaluation, but then I didn't see that in the budget, so I was confused about that. They're obviously bringing people together to talk about important things. What I don't, again, understand is what the four organizations working together with the learning community is about, and how what Worm Farm users learns is going to be merged with what others learn and where that's going. So it's just confusion, and maybe Brittany just saw that, and I was in it. It was just late in the day or something. It's the second year for the project, and so presumably they did some evaluation last year, and I would have loved to have known what it was that they learned. But, you know, Worm Farm is unquestioned, so I guess a lot of this to me is going with a belief in them and their past as much as what I see in this application.
Okay. Anyone else have a comment?
thing I noticed, I don't recall the details of the previous phase one of this grant, but they seem to really, the phase one was kind of weak, and I think this one, that component of the flow bus, I did not recall seeing that one, and this idea of bridging the urban. I think this is a good example of a grant applicant that gets input from the and really say let's really do this the right way. I just thought, you know, this thing struck me like, well, I did not recall reading, and I went back and couldn't find anything about creating this opportunity to bridge, you know, local artists from Milwaukee and Williamsburg, and so I thought that's, you know, strengthen, you know, the application. It's also because it's tied to the performing of future. I think it has potential to get, you know, visibility nationwide, you know, if they really nail it. If they are bridging the culture, the urban-rural divide, I mean, that's used to be a conversation just in Wisconsin, and in the last couple of years has become an nationwide conversation, so.
Anyone else? Marcella?
No. I think for me, just drawing from folks that I know that went on this kind of tour and really enjoyed their time and the interaction and conversations, and I mean, even if you just look at the photos that were submitted, mm-hmm. they're very breathtaking, and I think just like the artistic caliber is very high. And that's very exciting, and the fact that it's not only just good use of like space and visuals, but really how that's being used to, you know, what Carmelo said about bridging this like larger conversation in a time and place that's very much needed at a national scale.
I have it noted here as well that they're going to be working with Angela Allen and Apple Shop in some of the documentation and evaluation. And Angela Adams Allen, and I'm getting tired too, is pretty astounding in the work that she does. So